There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die, while you're alive, where am I? When I die,
out of the night that covers me, black as the pit, from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears, looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my ship, of my soul. One of the most celebrated poems by William Henley. No matter what the circumstances are, the poet is not ready to bow down, is not ready to surrender. The spirit is indomitable. under the bludgeonings of chance. My head is bloody but unbowed. I have not winced nor cried aloud. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. This is the soul's declaration. This is the soul's announcement of self-victory. The consciousness is the king. And when we are aware of this consciousness as king, we emerge victorious in all phases of life. The moment we become unconscious, and unaware, defeat creeps in, and the confidence level wanes. Spirituality is the life of awareness, is the life of conscious alertness. There is no desire to see light, but it is the desire to become light. There is no desire to have visions, but to become a visionary. It needs a laser-sharp intelligence to cut through all the illusions through all the hypocrisies. The human mind is conditioned. We start believing things without question. The moment we hear something is scientific, we close our eyes and we believe it. Forgetting. Science is not the ultimate reality of this world, but we are programmed. If I tell you a statement and if I tell you this is scientific, you believe it. But if I tell you it is my experience, you might doubt me. And if I tell you it is the experience of thousands of saints and spiritual souls, you may still not believe it. But if I tell you this is a scientific experiment and this is the conclusion, you will immediately believe it. That is the hypnosis of the science. Science believes human body is matter. There is no description of any soul, because the soul cannot be tested in their test tubes in the laboratories. And that's why they reject it. But then there are something called hormones, biology, and then we again believe them. It is a trap. Half knowledge is worse than ignorance. A person watches a video and the fantasy is triggered and he replays those images in the mind and is overwhelmed with sensual desire. And then he says it is the hormones. There is an intense sexual desire that makes him restless. And then he says, these are the hormones. This is the biology. This is how the things are. And the science supports it. And it is natural. The entire society, the biological scientists, the materialists, they support. And we believe because it is scientific. Today, we'll explore something about hormones. The progesterones and testosterones, they control the desire, the drive, the reproductivity, the fertility. But are they the ultimate reality? They are the part of the body. And science tells us you are a bag of chemicals. You are a bunch of hormones. And they control you. And it is all but natural. But is it not that it is the attention that is responsible? Why a scientist? Why a poet? A singer? A lyricist? A sculptor? An artist? A spiritualist? Who has diverted his attention to something higher remains unaffected by these urges, by these impulses? Because his attention is diverted towards something higher. Those who run Olympics, they do not get affected by these impulses so easily because they have a purpose, a higher vision. Even if they watch, see sensual scenes, they remain unaffected. Why? So there is something higher than the hormones which is operating in the system. This is an entire illusion of the chemicals. I am greater than hormones, I am greater than chemicals. I am not a slave to the biology. The chemical tides. Yes, they do operate. But when? First, you see something, a picture, replay it in the mind, a fantasy, imagination, and then the attention goes and then the hormones flood you. And then you find ourselves helpless. And we lay all the blame on the hormones, especially the scientific people, those who have known and those who have read science. We see everything through the lens of science. If it is scientific, yes, we believe it. If it is not scientific, we call it superstition. And that's why there is an every attempt to see spirituality through the lens of science, so that it becomes acceptable to the scientific people. Why? Science has come now. Spirituality is existing since time immemorial. And Indians always knew that there is something in this body which is controlling the entire body. They have called it by different names. It is not the old body, is not the ultimate reality. There is something higher. Body is not just a machine. It's not a machine. Had it been a machine, who created all the revolutions across the world? Why French Revolution and Russian Revolution and other revolutions took place? It is not the machine that created revolution. It is the human consciousness. And that's why there is a birth of psychology. But again, psychology and psychiatry had to take refuge of science. Otherwise, science would have rejected it. The entire game of science and entire game of psychiatry and psychology is at the mercy of science. But know well that there is something higher in this body, and these hormones are secondary. Spirit, the soul, is higher. It is the consciousness which governs the body, and it governs the hormones. Hormones are just the energy. If that energy is given space and desires, it goes down. If that energy is given higher direction, it converts into art. Radiance, music, higher spiritual beings, greatest and strongest speeches, social service, spiritual service, and the same energy which goes down, it converts into animalish passion. It converts into crimes. So it is the taming of this energy. We see so many mood fluctuations. In the morning I am happy, in the afternoon I become irritated, by evening I am angry, and at night sensual desires possess me. Why? It is the unconsciousness. When I am conscious, I remain alert. The moment I become unconscious, hormones overflood, cause an explosion, and I get defeated. So it is the direction to the energy which is needed, and that will come with higher thoughts, with higher consciousness, with a purpose, with a vision, with a mission, with an aim. The mechanical wheel and the master. The stirring will is in the hand of the soul, is in the hands of the soul. Soul is the master, not the body. Hormones are not the masters. It is the soul which is the master. It is the soul, if it is situated at a higher level of consciousness, the hormones will realign themselves. Energy is blind. Energy is like a horse. Now, the rider will decide where the horse should go. Whether it wants to go at lower dimensions or explore the higher consciousness. It is everything depends on the rider. The energy is absolutely blind. It is the direction that matters. If I give it higher direction, just as the poet is giving a higher direction, I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul. If you keep on saying, I am weak, I am weak, I am weak, you are creating that inner script and the soul follows that script. If you say that I am weak and I cannot follow this pure life, and I am again and again defeated by vices, then you already accepted defeat. You already created a script. But if you can change the script, I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul. In the fell clutch of circumstances, I have not. My head is bloody but unbowed. I am not ready to accept defeat. I am a winner, I am an achiever, I am a topper. I can stretch. With that winner's mindset, with that winner's affirmations, you are recreating a script. Otherwise, the mind is already programmed for defeat. Because the society has taught it that these are natural things. You do it. And there is so much happiness. Forgetting that this happiness is a trap. It's in fact no happiness. You are the sky. Unaffected. Sometimes wind, sometimes rain, sometimes thunder. But they cannot color the sky. The sky remains untouched. The vaults of the sky are unscathed. So the witness consciousness, I am the sky and these are the clouds. The thoughts come and they go away. The desires come and they go away. I pay no attention to them. It is this no attention strategy that makes you a winner. If you give attention, the attention is the food of these desires. And then the biology follows. A desire arises. And again, people go online and they watch the romance. The desire is further fueled. And then the hormones overflood the system and person becomes weak. and then they resort to all the nonsensical phone chattings. And they call it love. Love has nothing to do with all of these things. They are mere manifestations of suppressed mind or flooding of sexual hormones, which has not been given a direction. Had it been given a direction, it would not have gone in these lanes of vasanas. It is the light which is needed. It is the awareness which is needed. So you create a new mindset. I am the witness. Desires come and go. I remain unaffected. Clouds are below. I am the driver. I am not merely a slave to biology. I am the master. The moment you give all the steering wheel in the hands of the consciousness, you fly. When you get rid of this tyranny of this script. Spirituality is the path of revolt, kranti. It is the path to become a rebel. To revolt against all your past conditioning, past programmings. It is the reprogramming of the mind. It is not force. It is not running away. It is not even fighting. You cannot fight any of the vices. The more you fight with them, the more they become powerful. Today's Sakar Murli Baba said, give these vices to Baba, but don't take them back. It is like a patient who gives all his poison to a doctor and then again secretly enjoying the poison. Who claims to give up all the smoking and alcohol in front of the doctor and again goes home and secretly drinks and smokes. And that's why we have entered into Ravan's soul cottage, sorrow cottage. So give it a higher direction. I am the conqueror of the vices. I am the winner. I am an extremely pure soul, untouched. These vices are nothing but darkness. Body consciousness is the greatest darkness. And soul consciousness is the greatest light. Be anchored in soul awareness all the time. Something that keeps you away from body. That could be nature. That could be some creative work. It could be anything, but anything that keeps you above body is the state of an angel. It could be breathing exercises, it could be body scanning, it could be breath awareness, it could be churning knowledge, it could be writing, it could be reading, it could be anything, or gardening, or cleaning, anything. Rewriting the script. The horse need a direction. You can which path the horse is going. The energy is like a blind horse. everything depends on who is sitting. The entire task of spirituality is to break this prison of unconsciousness. A man arrives late every day in the office. The boss scolds him and says, "Why don't you come early? Better you consult your doctor." And he goes to the doctor, and doctor gives him pills. He eats that pill. Next day, he gets up early in the morning and he reaches the office thinking that he will surprise the boss, and he tells, "See, I have come earlier. Nobody has arrived." The boss says, "That's good. But where were you the whole day yesterday?" "He was sleeping yesterday whole day. He is coming after 24 hours. So that's an extended period of unconsciousness. We are unconscious since last 2500 years. And now the ray has come. A ray of sunlight to make us conscious again. And even if now we become unconscious, it will be a very, very a business of loss. Om Shri.
As a human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die.